just carry on. Just kind of scan through and take a look at it. And, maybe it ain't a blessing to get this ready. I tell you what, man.
I reckon.
I've lost my yard. Does anybody see any changes or?
They want a nice donation there.
Does anybody see any additions or deletions that you want to make on the minutes?
Matter of fact, there's an article in this latest EAA magazine of some of the things that Oberensky wants to put into this wing. There's things he had in his cellar when he started and so forth.
Okay, if there are no additions or deletions, then do I get an acceptance for that?
I move a second.
I don't hear you, I'm sorry.
Oh, we were just talking about the minutes. If there was any additions or deletions, if I need a second. Do I get a second? Okay, that will enter it, and I give the secretary a chance to go over the
treasurer. Thank you, though, for the upgrade.
Upgrade. Secretary of Treasury.
That'd be a downgrade, my man.
Okay, Dwayne, why don't you just carry on with it then?
Okay, for our June minutes. Checking account as of 17th of May, balance on account was $132.57. 28th of May, we deposited $500 from Lumberton Air Show and our breakfast fly-in. Our cash draw was included in that, went back into the bank. The 10th of June, we paid the Ori electric bill, which was $54.88, which brings our checking account balance as of the 21st of June, $577.69. Petty cash for the 17th of May, cash on hand was $418. That day, 17th of May, we put LP gas for the grill at Lumberton, was $16.50, and ice and dish soap to clean up at Lumberton was $30.82. 18th of May, Lumberton fly-in grossed $143.67. And on the 28th of May, I transferred to check-in $500 that showed up in the minutes for the check-in account. 21st of June, cash on hand is $14.35. Now, Lumberton fly-in, I'll run down what we had for costs and gross amount took in and projected loss. If it had gone the way it was going to, us paying for all. Soda and water, we spent $38.09. The brats that we sold on the grill were $30.25. Hot dogs, burgers, and buns come to $62.53, and some fixins, which was some relish, $2.97. That came to $133.84, which Wayne and Gene Robinson graciously donated to the chapter. LP gas and the ice and such came to $47.32, which come out of petty cash. So that would have left us with a projected loss of $37.49 had Wayne asked for money back for his food donation. As it was, we come out pretty good. I think we need to thank Wayne and his wife for that.
What's the current balance right now?
The balance on our... What's that?
On checking account.
On our checking account, right now our balance is $577.69.
And petty cash?
And petty cash is $14.35. So for this time of the year, we're setting pretty good. Even if we had lost a little bit of money on Lumberton, we still would be setting pretty good for June. I hope you accept those minutes, because I have nothing else.
I make a motion to accept them.
Second, so it'll be entered on that. Did anybody get a chance to go to the Lumberton fly-in, other members?
No.
What'd you think about it? I didn't get a chance to go on that one. So.
Well, it wasn't exactly perfect.
Like it is every year? Just didn't get no hurricane this time?
Saturday wasn't bad, but Friday and Sunday... a healthy wind.
Did they have a lot of planes?
Yeah, fair enough. Well, Saturday they did.
Yeah.
I think they had 300 aircraft show up, didn't they? I believe it's what's on the website.
I don't know. There was a bunch of ultralights, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday. I thought it was a nice turnout.
Yeah.
And they come and went the whole day, you know.
Some fella from Thompson, Georgia flew a single seat quick simmer Friday. And what, 25, 30 mile an hour wind?
Wow.
All the way up there by himself.
No. The good Lord was with him.
He didn't make it 2 fuel stops.
Well, it looks like wind's a big factor every year from the time that Dennis is up there. And,
it's always been, yeah.
Took the tents right away, didn't it?
Yep.
What is the limitation on one of the smaller ones as far as maximum wind of...
However much nerve, whatever your nerve is.
How much nerve you got?
Yeah, whatever your nerve is.
Oh, boy.
In other words, above about 5 mile an hour, I don't want to be out there.
I can tell you a little quick story. I built a Max Air Drifter for a fellow, and he flew that thing 800 hours, had 17 forced landings, never bent it, went through 3 Kawasaki engines, and one day my wife and I are driving down the road, and I said, boy, I bet you nobody's flying today. I mean, it was rocking the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Jim, look, and there's Sal. I wouldn't untie my airplane that day.
Well, there's one thing about the light ones. When you get a nice, good headwind like that, you can just about do a stole landing.
Yeah, you can do a short landing out there.
This guy said he averaged about 95 miles an hour coming up to the show.
Well, he had a tailwind all
the way
there.
Yeah,
yeah. Serious tailwind.
He had a 55 or 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Quick, so.
Yeah, because they cruise at about 40, 45.
If he was going the other way, he'd still be going.
He wouldn't have made it home yet.
No.
Yeah. Well, I knew on that plane I flew on, we had a 50-knot headwind max. It was 25 cross and 10 tail. That was what they had stated was the outer limits. You know, sometimes you hear to that, and because they always telling you that. It's always amazed me, like especially coming into lodges at the Azores, how the wind there is always crosswind, and they were always out of limits till you got right there before touchdown. It seemed like they always got to be like 23, 24 knots, just like that. But you always come in, you know, crabbing on it. But is there any, go ahead and, on the old business, that guy from Hardy Manufacturing, he has never contacted me back, and I didn't really follow up with him anymore because he was the one that was approaching us and not us approaching him, and I didn't really get any feedback from y'all guys when I brought that up before as to what y'all wanted to do, because their agenda is probably a lot different than what our agenda is. And I asked him to come over here and state what he wanted out of the merger or the coexistence of the two. And he hasn't ever really made an effort because he didn't come over last month, did he? He wasn't here, so.
What's the story? I don't know.
Well, that guy, you know, with the Hardy manufacturing is trying to start that airstrip over there with the housing.
Oh, down here, yeah. I've been to the strip.
Well, what he thought, it might be interesting if we every now and then had our meeting over there, like every other weekend, so that we could share information. And because they had four or five guys over there that had planes, and they're trying to build it, and they got a hangar over there, I think. I haven't been over there really to check it out yet.
Quite a while. We went there years ago. Mm-hmm. Austin and my aunt Ruthie and I and Tom to thinking about moving down there, but sort of fizzled. And I think the original owner died, didn't he?
Yeah.
So I don't know. The last time I flew over, there was only one house there.
Yeah, there's three now. I drove there the other day just to see, because I hadn't been there in a while.
Well, I'll let you...
There's three houses there, and they got hangars, and houses are really pretty nice houses and everything. I don't know what their prices are or whatever, but yeah, they got a beautiful runway. I mean, you could land a typical plane two or three times. I mean, it's just long.
Yeah.
It's not flat, but it's fine. It's really nice runway.
How far from here is it?
It is...
30 minutes.
About halfway between here and Myrtle Beach.
It's right close to his house, I'd say.
It's 25 miles.
It's pretty good ways. It's close to the
beach.
North
or this way?
No, it's back towards the beach.
Back that way.
Yeah, like for you guys, y'all would just come up 31 and exit right there at 22. Mm-hmm. And then it's probably 3 miles, if that, from 22.
Is the housing connected to the airstrip?
Yes.
Put it on it.
Yes, you taxi.
The airport.
You taxi right up into your hangar. Or
I think it's today's economic times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. This is very true. They were fairly reasonable. I don't know what their prices are now. I mean, you'd have to call them.
They're still reasonable this time.
Are they?
They have to be. There's no real estate market.
I don't know. There's still a little bit of market going on. I mean, it's not as bad as people think. I got a house for sale down at the beach, and I'll tell you.
Do we still expect this man to come over and chat with us?
He hasn't ever got back in touch with me.
Never followed up on him?
No, and he was approaching me. And I invited him over. And I'm not going to go over there and twist his arm and bring him on over. He said that he did a seminar down at Lakeland. He was going down there to do that. And basically it was a sales pitch or advertising for that airport that he was going to be doing down at Lakeland. And I wanted him to come over here and tell us how it would benefit us to go over there if they weren't building anything or they wasn't in the process of doing anything. They had the meetings over there. I just want to find out more about it.
It looks like a benefit for them, not for us.
Yes, sir. Probably.
He's trying to sell. He's trying to sell stuff, and that's my way.
Well, that's fine, but yeah, we're pretty happy to hear him.
Yeah, I don't have a problem here, but
not yet.
Yeah, but I mean, it's good to have a backup plan. But we, you know, the truth of the matter is, we got all kinds of different backup plans, so it's not.
Yeah.
Place still up for sale?
Oh yeah.
But that's not it's not a bad place though, as far as if somebody was looking for a home and place to build.
That's a good location.
The gotcha there is, you do not speculate on that property. Okay, they won't allow it. When you buy, it's either 2 years or 3 years to have your house finished. Okay, so that's why there's three houses there. It's because that's how many they sold. Because when you buy there, you must build.
Well, I can't blame them for that either.
Yeah, but it's sort of unique. I mean, you can't just buy. You'd think they would have some lots you could buy, and then maybe have a community hangar or something to where you could use the facility, put your airplanes there or whatever, and not live there. I wish they would do that, but they don't.
Well, that was the only old business that I had, and if y'all have anything else that y'all want to bring up that's unresolved, that y'all would like to put on the agenda, and you have a suggestion for a resolution, go ahead and it's open. The floor is open on that.
I'd like to ask a question that was mentioned, so I'm assuming it's old business.
Yes, sir.
About Bud and Shirley and the position of the airport. for the property.
Well,
has
right.
Anything happened?
Not to my knowledge. But.
Right now, Russ, it probably still stands the same way that it originally was. As far as I know, nothing else has changed.
It is
nothing else has changed.
What's
there's some new business to be discussed here.
$3 million
heads, I heard. Nothing
else. Shoot, I heard it was four.
How high is that?
Oh, you hear?
I heard it was four.
Well, every time I hear it goes up.
The target keeps moving.
It was 900,000 the first time.
See, I tried to buy this. I don't know if you knew it. Yeah. I tried to buy this when it was 700,000 or 800,000 or something. I forgot. It's a long years ago. But I tried, and they didn't want to sell. Okay. But that was the listed price. They listed
at
it on
$4 million. They still don't want to
now,
sell.
Now it went to 1.2, and then it went to 1.8, and then it went to 3. And I thought I heard somebody say 4 the other day.
Yeah.
The target just keeps moving.
You can ask anything. Getting the other part.
That's right. And they'll never in their lifetime, at least, get $4 million. Okay, it's not happening.
They weren't so successful getting 1 million.
Yeah, that's right. So
that's how you get $1 million.
Well, that's why I say I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't worry about us having a place. You know,
I was
buttoned
short as hell.
Yeah.
I was buttoned short as hell.
Well, last time I seen him, he was doing real well. He had been bad, but he was getting around real good last time.
He was out cutting grass on his tractor.
Yep, he's doing good. So knock on wood.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But that's basically the way that stands right now, Russ.
I don't think it's nothing we have to worry about.
Yeah.
You know. Another thing that was brought up in the past, has he ever said thank you for you guys cutting the grass?
Yes.
Yes,
he did. He expressed thanks.
Oh.
And they will be going on vacation for July and August. They'll be gone for at least 2 months because of gas being as high as it is. They probably won't be traveling to the west this time. They're thinking about going up the coast. And they have requested some assistance of cutting the grass. And they do not expect anyone to do it for free. They realize that it's quite an expense just to get out here for most of us. They laid an offer on the table, which I don't know how it could be done. I've done a lot of thinking about this, but let me put it out there first. They offered $300 that we usually give for a yearly lease in return for keeping the airport mowed for July and August, which I estimated every 2 weeks it would have to be mowed unless we get a whole lot of rain, which it could be every week in that case. But right now, every 2 weeks is sufficient, and it's easy cutting, from what I understand.
They pay for the fuel and all the expenses.
They have paid for the fuel, and I have delivered it. There is 50 gallons of fuel down there for the tractor. I have a key for the tractor, and I keep Roteller and everything it requires to keep the tractor up. The only thing I said was, how many people in the chapter is going to be able to participate this? It could get a little one-sided. For me, I come all the way from Myrtle Beach. For me to donate my time and do it is going to be difficult because I cannot even afford to come out here and fly. The price of gas has just gotten too much. I made an offer that if the chapter didn't want to vote for this, that I would do it for $300. I wouldn't get rich at it. If I only mowed every 2 weeks and there was six mowings, I'd make about $60 a day to come out here and spend a whole Saturday. And the gas would be around $40 just to bring my rig out here because my heavy truck doesn't get but 10 miles a gallon.
So you'll lose $30.
So I might lose a little. No, I'd get $20 for my day's pay is what I'd get. But I'd be glad to do that because I would reap benefit to be able to fly on an airfield that would not be closed. I always try to keep it mowed because I'm hoping that we get good weather this summer and I can get my plane in the air again. But that's something that you should think about. I know Larry probably would be able to get out here. Sure, we could depend on his position.
I will. You just have to. You all coordinated?
I don't drive that big tractor, but I'll drive the other tractor.
Well, we could do that. We could use both tractors.
We can coordinate it with, you know, if I go up here, call me anytime, any Saturday afternoon.
Right. I made a commitment that if the chapter didn't agree to do it, that I would take care of it. The grass would be cut one way or the other. I've done it the last two summers that they went on vacation, but it was a little easier because gas was $2 a gallon less.
Yeah, well, the same way with me. It cost me roughly 100 miles a month. You get 20 miles out of 5 gallons of gas, and you can go home.
Right.
Let's see, $20 a month, you can drive out here. So, but I'll do it for the chapter. And so like, if it can take some of that build off your mind, you know, off your, and you can get what they give you, I don't need that. But I'll come out, you know.
Well, if we've got an agreement on it, I don't mind the money going to the chapter saving us that $300.
Maybe the chapter could think if we're going to try to save $300 on our yearly rent, maybe out of that $300 to pay for the fuel we spend, even though we're still getting our credit for our rent, but it's paying for itself, and we're not spending our money on the fuel. And because they're not, I don't foresee it from $300 worth of fuel in a couple months.
No.
On
his lawnmowers.
There's $200 worth of fuel sitting down there in diesel for that tractor already that's paid for.
Looking at, and you probably already know this, is I should have a trailer put together to bring my mowing rig back up. But again, I can't run it up and down the highway off of me buying the fuel and out here buying the fuel to feed the thing. It's a shame that the issue comes down to fuel costs.
Let's do then. I'll bring mine over, my lawnmower, which only cuts a 42-inch swath. But let's go ahead and work it as we go along and just see, because it's kind of hard to do the estimate because of the fuel. But let's go ahead and back Dwayne on mowing it. And we'll just be over here every 2 weeks, unless the weather dictates more. What do you say?
I agree.
Sounds this commitment like that. Is for what, 2 months?
Yes, for 2 months.
Yeah, I don't see.
I mean, it could run a week into September if they end up getting shut in with weather up there. Or.
Well, we've been over here and doing it before, yeah. So it's not a.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that. It's like Wayne says, if you're going to use the airfield, it's got to be mud. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, we can. Wayne, he can concentrate on the strip, and the rest of us, what it takes about 2 or 3 hours to mow all this area around here.
Take that with two people working.
Well, if we get the three tractors going.
These tag along mowers behind these other little tractors do an awesome job. Mm-hmm. They really do. They're faster than that tractor.
Yeah.
And really, that improved that last year.
Well, what are you suggesting? A formation flying down through there with the lawnmowers?
Absolutely. If we had three guys out here running at the same time, you'd be surprised how fast.
Okay. You want to just leave it as it stands in? That
I say we
let him be the
work it out. Let's do the chapter hit him over with him.
Well, we'll be right behind him.
You get pushing and shoving all the
way. Okay. He's got a smile on his face, so I think he's happy.
He's enjoyed it.
Yeah, so if I can just have the agreement that I have a little bit of help, I don't mind pulling most of the weight.
I promise I'll help. I'd like to
Okay.
All right, I'll let them know that it's taken care of. I just got to figure out how to do the paperwork end of it. Maybe our secretary can figure that out for me.
Chapter $300, whether you get it or whether what.
Just put it in the hip.
That's right. That's what I say. Anything else anybody wants to bring up? Yeah, it's all. This is all new business. We've done moved into new business now. We had the old business. We're in the new business.
Y'all know July. July is typically a non-meeting month, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And we have some new business coming down right now.
I was going to say, somebody try to get up on that roof, and Jim don't climb ladders anymore. But that's leaking up there. So we have to get somehow. That's got to be.
Well, I still climb ladders, but we're going to have to find some cool seal or something that way to...
We don't have any? There's not any left out there?
I don't think there's any cool seal. I think we used every bit of it last time. But I believe we painted the entire roof last time before we did the lettering, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's been 4 years ago?
You're probably going to find if there's a cross up there that's leaking around that vent. And then sliding down the metal.
It might be.
Okay. The good vents are notorious about leaking.
But the screws, I'll tell you, are popping up. The heat expanding the metal. I've gone up and tried to tighten down some of them. They've got so much tar under them, they'll pop up and you can't get them back down. But a little pinhole will come into the side of that tar and let water in. And I went up there and doped it up with some tar and a caulking gun. Well, apparently I didn't get that one if that was it.
Well, let's go ahead and get 5 gallons, or ten, let's say 10 gallons of cool seal and 5 gallons of the tar. So we go around there, what is that, 15? So we're talking about, that's about $100 and some bucks.
Well, I might have some of that.
Probably the cool seal alone would be the best way to go.
I don't know if I got 10 gallons, but I might have some. So don't buy it yet.
Okay. But it'll take about 10 gallons.
You next time we're down at the beach. We're down the concentrate.
Yeah, just cover the whole roof and just put the extra around where we suspect where the holes are.
You put it on.
You roll it on.
Or brush it. Get up there with a... I got a scraper with a long handle, and we can take up any loose stuff there is there first and then roll it on good and heavy, and that will take care of it, I would imagine.
I thought there was numbers on top of this building.
There is. They need to be repainted as well.
Yeah. It's on the website.
Well, I have to check
paper. You want to set that down for the agenda for the next time we come and mow grass? That way that we have everybody here where we can help.
That won't cover the number over it.
The
cool seal,
you
cover the number
over
it?
It would.
It covers everything when
you brush the whole thing.
Well, don't go over the thing.
But we'll check with them in the next 2 weeks, and then when we come to mow grass, we'll take care of that situation.
Yeah, because that cool seal is about 50 buckets. That's before the price of gas went nuts, so I don't know what it is now. But I think I paid about 50 bucks per can. See, I just done my whole bill last summer, so I got some left over, I think.
Why not? Why not try just finding a hole and sealing the hole first before you spend that money?
Because it's real tough to do. It's every time I've been on top of a metal building, it's not just a hole there, and you say, okay, there it's leaking. Everything looks perfect, and you can't find it. Okay. And the other thing is when you put cool seal on, it helps keep the building cool. Okay. So it stops the leaks and it cools the building. And, you know, like in my building, I got an 8,000 square foot building down at the beach, metal building, and it makes a significant difference in the air conditioning there. So, plus, it stops leaks. I was having little problems like this. So, but anyhow, that's what you put that cool seal down for.
It's the cheapest fix. The only other thing I'd know would be put rubber over it.
Yeah.
And that's expensive.
Yeah, you don't
even if we do it ourselves.
There's another product that might be around each platform called HydroStop. This is good as cool seal. You can buy a bigger quantity. It's more commercialized. And it also, you can get a fiber tape with it that you can lay it down and it helps bridge seams. So when you have the expansion and contraction, that seam is actually bridged.
Yeah.
By the HydroStop. It might be a dealer somewhere around. It used to be. HydroStop is very similar to cool seal.
I just
we used to buy it, I think, 5 gallon things, but it's more geared toward commercial applications, more so than Harry Humlin or Humvee by the Lowe's.
ABC Roofing would be the best ones to call for that thing. They carry a lot of roof coatings.
I see
price down to their price spot. You buy a commercially quantity, based on commercially. I mean, I've seen holes, you break holes in metal roof, if you take it, and you go up with a cool seal.
Yeah.
Or not cool seal, but the last spot. They also make it clear that the stuff is sprayed with red. Never seen any water will penetrate red.
Yeah.
You can actually see the formation of the water will not penetrate it, but you can see it.
Huh.
So, I mean, it is commercially driven copper. More so than Hummer.
Yeah, they're probably around here then.
Y'all guys work together on that?
First day.
Yeah, that'll give us the project.
That gets the real estate part.
Okay. If we can get that then so that we can do it on the next mowing that when we start.
Well, I might see how it goes. My wife and I are going back coming up here for the region of the board.
Okay.
We're looking for a reason to get away from the house so we don't do anything. He has something that's close enough where we're not dragging the camper far and be able to sit down and watch the grass grow, so to speak.
You got a camper?
Yeah. Just a small hybrid. I've got a really hard one.
Well, I was going to say, you might talk to the Charles and bring it up here. And
we thought we'd maybe do that and just go down on the table. Anybody else thought maybe, might need just to wait for 2 days. We hope to like to do it Friday night through Sunday morning and go home.
Yeah.
Cold. But, and then whatever it leads to, somebody wind up here and wind up cooking out or hot dogs or whatever, it needs to be. I'm at the age where I don't need to go see fireworks. If I can get somebody to come and sit with my mom to give us a 2 day break or something, then we need to take advantage of that. So that's kind of like what we're looking at. We can afford the fuel and drive to come this far and get a couple day break and not, unlike everybody else, stick around the house and find something to do. But come up here with me, bad tanker or something, see or something up.
And you got the knife to save the city.
Oh, that's right. Don't forget that.
You serious nightlife. Starts at 6 o'clock in the evening.
And it ends at 7.
In the morning, yeah. That ends about 5 o'clock in the morning. Everybody starts waking up.
They shut down all the state line businesses?
Man, they draw sidewalks at 6 o'clock in the evening.
There is one thing that I want to bring up, and this is for future thought. I know we beat this thing to death in the past, but one way that we can maybe raise a little bit of money every now and then, and we can all get together is...
dig in our pockets?
I'll dig in our pockets, but a lot of local churches and other things have fish fries, and I know that's a non-profit organization. We bought this up, but we got some pretty good cooks, but why don't we just do a chicken bog sometime in the fall or a fish fry and try that one time? And I know that comes back
to the barbecue. You
know, I'm talking about have it away from here.
Oh, away from
here? Yeah, not here, but I'm talking about just going.
Just
do it and try to work it out somewhere. We don't have to do it within those city limits, but there's places where people go by and we can get people come by, and if they'll, we might be able to pick up some extra money if you want to try that. And I know that boils back down to the old question of taxes. But we just have to find a way to work around that, and it don't necessarily have to be for Chapter 1167. But we just have to find a way to basically circumvent if anybody has any fears of taxes on that. So what do y'all think about that? And I say you don't really have to say anything now, but just thank you.
That Horry County and Georgetown, too, have a vending rules, and they could deem that as vending.
Yeah.
And then you would be in violation.
Is there a way you can have a donation, ask for a $5 donation for a sit-down meal?
I don't know. If
is that legal?
Donate, you could say anything.
Well, actually, on our breakfasts and things here, they're all.
Yeah, they're donations.
Donations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's just the reason I know that my family just, a couple in my family, started a hot dog cart deal. And you would not be able to.
Well, see now you.
How miserable they're making their life.
I know, when you get involved with the county.
Donations
or hot dogs.
When you get involved with the county, you just don't want them in your business.
They want at least 90% of whatever you're making.
Yeah. But I was thinking if we could just do it as a, you know, people raise money all the time, and they donate 10% to the charity that they are soliciting for, and pocket 90%. How do they do it?
Those are crooks.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Russell?
I think if you don't say anything, you don't have to pay anything.
That's right. As long as you don't want to advertise it to those people, that's... We just have to kind of find a way to get around that. Just try
to
get
a location with good traffic.
Yeah.
Put up a sign that day. Like a yard sale.
Just a one-time deal.
The sign police aren't out on Saturday. They work. They're government workers. They work Monday through Friday.
You go to
the
sign place and do it that day.
Well, we just think about it. It doesn't have something that has to be discussed at this time, but just think about it and ask around and look. And I don't want to have anything that I have to go through the county deal with. It's just be like a one-day event. It's not going to be advertised or anything. Because I go uptown and I buy dinners all the time from these people where they do these fundraising things. They have fish dinners and chicken bog dinners and barbecue dinners. And
well, the Lions Club does that in Little River.
Yeah. So it's just food for thought. But you, man, we're rich. We got $500 in the bank right now, right?
Yeah.
I feel good.
Burning a hole in the
top. I feel good.
Did everybody get the announcement of the website, of the meeting on the website?
I got it.
You got it? You got it?
HTC.
I changed that around. As you know, you notice it's Google now. Google. It's a Google thing. If you've been to the website, it's also on the website. So if you forget or you want to know when next month is or the next month after that, go to the website, scroll down just a little bit on the front page. Right there is the schedule. Okay, it's dynamic. It changes every time you go there. So
well, HTC captures all mine. And
HTC
in
what?
Barracuda thing. It doesn't allow email.
They don't allow no email?
Not when it comes through something like that, it automatically sends... There's something about it that catches it.
Then you need to cancel HTC then, because this ain't nothing but regular email.
I thought there was a way you could put in the web address so it allowed that to come through. Isn't there a way you can counter that?
I was going to try to. I hadn't got around to because even from the base, when the base sends me stuff.
This is just Google sending an email message, so they should not be canceling it or stopping it.
They catch that from the base, from the alumni association.
Yeah.
I can see that on it and the dates and everything on it. Yeah.
Well, for anybody that does get blocked, you can go to the website and check it out.
It's not a big deal for me.
I want to make sure it's working though.
It's working.
Yep.
Anything else that anybody wants to bring up?
Well, I'm going to bring up that we have quite a bit of food in the freezer in there, and that at any of our meetings we could very easily cook up something to eat. All that donated food that didn't get sold at Lumberton due to it blowing for 3 days up there so hard, very few people came out. We did do pretty good, I thought, for Saturday. That was the only... There was nobody. There was nobody there Sunday morning when Wayne woke up. I left at about 10:30 because everybody was leaving, and there was three ultralights before dark that flew over to the other side to decide to camp with the general aviation crew. They looked like a ghost down there, so I came home before the wind started blowing because dragging my 21-foot trailer with my ultralight in it. It's pretty hairy in the wind, I found out, getting up there Friday. I got blown all over the road. And my diesel got 14 miles a gallon. It was like I was dragging a huge kite behind me, cupping all the wind. I wish we'd had a little more participation at Lumberton. That's the only thing I'll ask, that maybe if we do this another year, please can we have some more helpers show up.
Well, Russell, I really appreciate you and Jerry coming.
Well, I'm glad we were able to come. I've had some hard times.
Yeah, we've been trying to keep up with you, but it's a little difficult sometimes now, unless with Tom not there with you.
Russell didn't tell you, buddy, had heart surgery.
I had bypass surgery March 4th.
Well, it seems like it's helped you out a lot there on that day.
Well, I told my legs still from where they removed the veins. I don't recommend it.
Yeah, but the alternative isn't so damn good either.
No.
You look about 10 years younger, so it must have helped out a great deal.
Good.
I had to do a double take when you walked through the door.
No.
I would mention, in case nobody else got the word, I heard from Don Rudnick last week.
Oh, yeah.
He's back in Canada.
I talked to him on the phone the other night.
Okay, he called you too.
Good. Okay, Parker too.
And how about?
He can talk to you for a penny a minute on a computer. He's talking on a computer. You get your feedback and you talk to him.
Sound like you're talking in a barrel. Right?
Yeah.
But how about Austin and Miami?
Austin and Miami are back up there too.
They're in Canada too.
They're in Canada.
Toronto.
Sound like
I don't know where. No, they're at a retirement. Village or whatever.
Oh, you got an email address?
Yeah.
Did they sell the place over?
Oh, yeah. They spent the winter in California, wasn't it?
I think.
California and somewhere else. I used to email them every once in a while to go back and forth.
Are they completely out of...
Everything's
done there?
Yeah.
All right. Where's the plane? What's left of it?
Don went up there and took his cat with him. Sold all the most of his model airplanes and stuff.
He said it's Elliott Lake or something like that.
Yeah, I forget the name.
He's over in Darlington, where he was.
No. He's up in Canada. He's living there.
Permanent.
He's got his own apartment.
He live with them or close to
he's
them?
Inside and not no trailer no more. Yeah.
It must feel good to have your own apartment after living in that cramped little leaky trailer.
Oh yeah.
I felt bad for him. He didn't have any. Kitchen or bathroom situation looked pretty primitive.
No amenities.
And it's personal. But what was the connection between Don and Mayan and
Austin,
her husband?
Russell might know more about that. I don't know.
I don't figure it out. I figured he was their manservant.
Yeah, well, he just worked for them up in Canada, and then when they moved down here, he came with them.
He did everything.
And I never found out why he didn't drive anymore. Was very evasive about.
He had a problem with alcohol.
Well, I knew that. I mean,
that was his problem with driving.
Yeah, did he get caught?
He was just a hired individual by.
I don't think he had a license.
I don't know.
He shouldn't have.
But I'll tell you what, he's one of the most talented jack of all trades.
Unbelievable.
He don't do perfect work, but he can do. I mean, he can do plumbing, he can do electric, he can do carpentry. The guy can do anything.
He doesn't sit around talking about it, he just does it.
Yeah.
This is what you.
This building wouldn't be here without him.
This is what leads you to ask questions about him, because he's a very capable individual, but you scratch your head, don't you?
Have you ever seen him? Have you ever seen him since he put his hand in the propeller? Yeah. His hand is really screwed up, he can't use it at all. Other than hold a cigarette.
But that was after he left here, though, wasn't it?
No.
No?
Oh, yeah. No, he did it down at Bucksport.
Yeah.
Model airplane.
But wasn't out here with that.
No, it wasn't here.
Those of you that made it to Lumberton, he was there.
Yeah. Oh, he was there.
Yeah, Larry brought him, went and got him and brought him down. But he must be living high in a hog now, have his own apartment. Yeah, he called me the other night.
Well, how is Austin's health?
Austin is a lot better.
Austin's what, 85, 86?
Yeah, he must be up there. And about the airplane, that was very evasive, too. I know they had a lawsuit over it, but I don't know why. I never heard.
I don't think he's 86.
You know, when they had that airplane,
He's in his 70s.
Who? Austin?
Austin.
No, he was 80. He was 80 the last time we had the party out there, wasn't he? He was younger than me, and I'm 86 this August.
Yeah. But they took that airplane. It was up at
Hartsville,
and the tail wouldn't fit, so they cut the tail off. It was made so it was permanent. You couldn't take it off.
Yeah.
You know, so they just cut it off. Don says he almost cried when they did that. And I don't know what else happened to it up there, but I know it ended up with a lawsuit over it.
Did they ever fly it after they left here?
Never flew it.
I remember Austin saying his dream was to just get in it once.
If Austin never got in it, he would have never got out anyhow, because he wasn't that healthy. He couldn't get in and out of it. But
it
never ran right.
Waiver on one trailer and a fuselage and the engine was on another trailer.
Just and they cut the tail off?
They cut the tail.
That was
the stabilizer and the elevator.
That was a new engine they had.
But the engine was
the helicopter.
Tom had told him in the first place, don't use it because it made it sit up and down, you know, with a helicopter engine. And when you put it down, it doesn't get the oil right because it was made to sit that way. And they could never get it to run right. And the guy that sold it to him sold him a bill of goods. But Tom would get that engine right from the start.
Mm.
And Tom was pretty intelligent when he was in the airplane.
Whatever happened to the plane they were building? You were building the plane, weren't you?
Oh, that one. He's got it.
Yeah, just front of it now.
That's it there?
No. He just saw it there.
It's on the website now. It's changed a little bit.
You're talking about a double eagle, right?
Yeah.
It's no longer a double eagle.
Bill here is trying to finish that one off. I meant that nice, but
yeah.
He's trying to complete the aircraft.
Yeah, don't say finish it
off. That's still out at Stuckey's? Wasn't it out at Stuckey's?
No, he has it.
No, I mean the double
E. It's in Merrill's Inlet at Bill's house. And it looks good. You need to look at the our web page and go to the photos of it. He's got a nose wheel on it.
It
really looks nice.
Okay. You get that Volkswagen engine running?
No, he's got a different engine for it.
I traded that. I got rid of that Type 4. It's too heavy. And went back to a Type 1. And he's going through some extensive modifications currently. And we'll be hanging it on there and flying it off the flywheel in it. For the bed mount, motor mount. Which is enclosed cabin, tright gear, different engine configuration.
Different plane.
Oh, yeah, it's changed. Length in the wingspan, 5 inches.
What do you know about the cover that's on the XR? They got three different kind of covers on it.
Yeah, it's all the same thing. The only difference is the thickness. The thicker, the better, when ultraviolet is concerned.
Yeah, I wonder how long it'll last.
See, I read a thing online. What I was writing that message to you about was that I read a thing online that said with the normal thickness cover that you would normally have, which I don't know if John's selling the normal thickness, or I think he's selling the thick one.
Yeah. Well, they got three different prices listed.
Yeah, but he bought a whole container, and I think you know he had to make a decision when he bought that.
Yeah.
And I think he bought the nicer covers, is what I think. Okay, but I don't know. But anyhow, on the normal one, they say you can get 1,000 hours sitting out in the sunshine before. But 1,000 hours ain't much. Okay. And now that's unprepared or unpreserved. They make a coating that you can put on that Dacron that will extend that a bunch, okay?
Well, I know guys that used to do that with ultralights.
Yes. Well, this is the same fabric that ultralights has got. Yeah. Okay? It's
but
the same
but
stuff.
I know the regular fabric. I had a Phantom,
uh-huh.
and that was about 2 years, and you could go like that and punch your finger right through it.
Yeah.
It rotted right out.
Yeah, well, if you computed the number of hours you had that airplane outside, it probably would have been about 1,000 hours, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I have... If I would love to have one with folding wings like the Highlander.
Yeah.
You can fold the wings in 2 minutes alone.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and drag it home.
Mm-hmm.
But that one, they say the wings fold on that,
mm-hmm.
on the X-Air,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know how long it takes and how many guys it takes.
Yeah, that I don't know.
So I'm going to fly down there and talk to them because I want to drop down to light sport so I don't have to.
Why hasn't that been very popular as far as folding the wings on these small home builds and so forth because of the ability to put them in a trailer and take, you know, everyone doesn't have a strip or a hanger or whatever, you know. You would think that would be very popular with these small.
Quite a few of them do it, like the N2 Pup. That's a real nice one. You don't have to unhook anything. The wing just sweeps right on back there. Your struts stay hooked up and support your wing and transport.
Oh, yeah.
They're fairly reasonable. I think I was looking at it, engine and all, you can get the kit for the N3 Pup, rather. It's a small J3, three-quarter scale, for $15,000. That's with a two-cylinder Volkswagen engine from either Hummel or that, Great Lakes.
Yeah, that Pup is a good airplane.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of doing business with the FAA.
Yeah.
Every year.
Well, you can get it 103 capable with that two-cylinder Volkswagen engine. There are certain things you can't do to it, and the folding wings may be an option you can't have for that. But from what I understand, if you don't have brakes on it and you make a few other sacrifices, you can put the folding wing option and keep it under 500, and it's just 2 pounds under.
You went through that course.
Yeah.
Did that you do your own plane, or can you do other ones too?
No, you can only work on your own.
You work on your own. Okay.
I mean, no, you got to understand, you can work on the ELSA. Anybody can work on any plane. Anybody. There's no requirement for working on it. But you can do your own inspections.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. That's what the course allowed us to do, is to inspect the airplane. But I can only inspect my own airplane.
Yeah.
I can't inspect somebody else's.
Well, that's the same way it is with the with my Europa. I can do anything I want, and I write up the inspection myself.
Well, but you're supposed to, if it's a normal airplane, you're supposed to have the FAA or an AMP watching over your shoulder, okay, when you work on it, except for preventive maintenance things, changing your own oil and stuff like that, okay. But on an LSA, you can do anything. You want to pull your engine off and shine it up and put it back? No problem. Do it, okay. I'm talking about ELSA now, not SLSA. SLSA might be a different character. I don't know about that one. But anyhow, you still have to have biennials. You do know that. You're never going to get away from the FAA. Okay. You still got to have biennials.
That's no problem. You're talking about flight review.
Yes, every year.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's no problem.
Okay.
My problem is, like, every year I have to prove from my family doctor, I have to send, you know, every 2 years I got to have a physical.
Yeah.
But before I have a physical, I have to have my family doctor write a letter saying that I am physically fit and numbers are, right?
Yeah.
And then that goes to the FAA. And every year, I went to Dr. Irwin, he gives me a 2-year medical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Immediately, they send me another one and say, that 2-year one is no good. You only got 1-year medical. You got to use this one. But every year, it's a hassle. They say they didn't get the letter, they didn't get this, they didn't get that. This year, it came back with my last name, with Stogen and RETRI, which, for retired, I guess. I don't know how it got on there. I have no idea. But I said, I'm not using that. That's not my name. I'm not going to take it. So I wrote him back a letter and told him, you sent me something that's no good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they totally ignored my 2 emails, so I called them up and told them.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady said, I said to her, I'm going to use my 2-year medical until you people make it right.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, just a minute, I'll look it up on the computer. And she said, oh, I'm sorry, sir. You'll have a new medical in a couple of days. And when I got it, I have a letter I should frame because it's from the FAA saying we apologize, we made a mistake. I have never believed that they ever said they were wrong. But anyhow, I finally got the medical that with my name spelled right. But every year it's a bunch of crap.
Yes, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. There's some great ELSAs out there, or SLSAs, whatever you're interested in. But The X-Air, from what I understand, is a nice plane, and you can get a good deal from John. You know, They now have, they didn't have an SLSA version, but now they do. Just a few weeks ago, they just released it. That aircraft, the SLSA is about $50,000 with all the options and things.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can,
but you can get one decked out through him, probably in the $30,000 range. I mean, it's a significant difference.
Maybe I can swing a deal with my.
And that's the other thing I was going to tell you. If you tell him that you're a member of this chapter, I guarantee you're going to get $3,000 or $4,000 off of that. Okay.
John, good people.
Yeah, he's really a nice guy. I mean,
you take planes on trading.
He does, but he wouldn't take mine. Sorry, Sap.
Well, he might take my aircraft.
Well, I can understand why he doesn't take. Yeah, you got a real airplane. Yes, he does. He wheels and deals with regular general aviation airplanes.
Take some off your aircraft and make it a.
No, you can't. Once it's overweight, you can't. Even some of the older aircrafts were changed from, I don't know, they got an E model and a B model and all that. But the later ones, the first ones come under that, but the later ones didn't. And sometimes they took the, like, I don't know, say the A model, and they modified them to make them a D model. Mm. And you can't go backwards. Mm. You can't say, well, there used to be. The government won't let you do that.
Yeah.
And they were so stupid. If they would have just said 1,500 instead of 1,320 pounds, mm-hmm. a lot of airplanes, like the 150 and 152s and all of them would have been in there.
Yeah.
But you got idiots over there making the rules on what they're doing. That's my opinion of the government.
The FAA is like politics, all screwed up.
That's right.
What I'm going to do
if I... We're missing George. Where's George?
I know, George.
I think of government, I think of George.
Whatever happened to Chuck? Chuck Payton.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen him in 6 months or more, a year.
Yeah.
I don't know, a long time.
I spoke to George this morning. You talking about George from Wilmington?
Yeah, George the dude that's running from the government.
Yeah, George, you know.
Last time we saw him, he said he had his plane flying.
Uh-huh.
Who's that?
Chuck?
Chuck.
Chuck's plane.
No, flying. Yeah. Chuck's plane's been parked down in the tarmac forever.
Yeah, but he's back legal now. Flying.
Yeah, he's legal, but I haven't seen him move.
Oh.
So I don't know what he's doing.
I'll have to email him because every once in a while I get an email from him.
Really?
You know, he was jokes and stuff. But not. I'll send him an email and ask him what happened. Maybe somebody bugged him or something.
What I'm going to suggest is that we go ahead and maybe close the meeting out. And go ahead and keep the floor open for just chit-chatting. So
okay, I make a motion to be adjourned.